This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour. This is a sort of a tradition here, not only in the DJV program, but in my broadcast history over the past 26, 27 years in my association with Michael Harrison at Talkers Magazine. We do an end of the year. Some years it's 20 of the big stories. And this year, I think we don't have to do that because things boil down. I'm not even sure we need a top 10. But the folks at Talkers Magazine have put together a solid review of the top news talk stories and issues this year. So we're going to review them with the folks connected to the DJV program, my daily Monday through Friday show. The presence of Victoria Keelan here, and in the absence of Jennifer Horn, who's out this week, we have my dear friend John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast in Florida to help us go through with thoughts and comments and discussions that we've heard and we've been engaged in, as a matter of fact, on our programs. So we're going to go through the stories and people list as well. You know what? I think we'll do the people list first because it's ancillary to what the story content is for this past year. This hour goes in tandem with the hour that we have with Michael Harrison to review these stories as well from all kinds of different perspectives. But certainly we're all involved in the talk game, the talk business, the talk radio world. The premier of China, I don't even want to give him the dignity of his name, but he's a rat, and so he makes it to the number 10 slot. Roger Stone, speaking of rats, and Michael Flynn are number 9, yeah. Which I find very interesting, frankly, that the folks at Talkers thought that they were that important to the list. But I think they represent pretty much all of the pardons, maybe, in a manner of speaking, or guys that got into trouble that were connected with Trump, at any rate. Number 8, Mark Zuckerberg and his cohorts at the various tech firms. George Floyd, number 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Nancy Pelosi is 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. Kamala Harris is 3. Joe Biden is 2. And Donald Trump is 1. So, in reality, you can look at the last, you know, the last time we did the countdown a week or so ago, pretty much all those names were in it, with the exception of George Floyd, right? The year hasn't changed much in terms of our focus from beginning to end. What do you think of that list, Victoria?
I think in terms of the global impact, I would have put George Floyd higher on that list. I mean, there were that spawned the entire Black Lives Matter movement and marches around the world. We focus here so much on what's happening in the U.S., but those protests and marches in support of Black Lives Matter was in that was in almost every major country. So I don't know. I would have put him a little bit further up the list. But the rest of the list, yeah, that's what we dealt with this year. For better or worse.
John Harper, what about you and your thoughts on that part of the list, the focus on those 10 people?
I totally agree with what Victoria just mentioned. I think George Floyd should have been higher because that movement was a lightning rod in our nation and in the world, for that matter, to bring about different resolve and results. So, yeah, I think that should have been higher. Roger Stone, the modern-day version of the dirty trickster Donald Segretti, going back to the Nixon days.
What a great characterization. Thank you. That's a wow. How many people remember him? Probably Victoria doesn't. But
I have never heard the name, and I'm dying to hear why he and Roger Stone are similar.
All right, so tell the story, John, please.
Well, Segretti was given the title of dirty trickster.
He's a dirty trickster,
the Nixon administration, and he created all types of situations that at first people were falling for, thinking that it was true, it was accurate, and he had a lot to do with the cover up of Watergate as well, and.
Wow.
Yeah, and the list just goes on what Segretti did, Donald Segretti. And I, as soon as I heard what Roger Stone had been doing for Trump, I thought immediately of Segretti and thought the two of them should be together.
They were the loyalists at the top of the heap.
for both of them. That's a great remembrance. I hadn't thought about him, but I remember, actually, because Gordon Liddy and I were friends, how Segretti tried to cover that whole thing up. And I think that, in fact, Gordon Liddy, G. Gordon Liddy, thought he was a clown. But he was, he sort of typified what many of the folks were like who were around Nixon. And Nixon was able to cover that up for a while, you know, cover up the people who were there as Trump tried to sort of cover for these characters that were around him. Stone is a despicable individual, as far as I can see.
Yes, he is.
And he's not, I never got that he was that bright, John. He never came across to me as, I mean, he was everywhere, so he must have been, but not, he didn't come across as being that smart.
Just
anyway.
Very flashy, and people kind of,
he's a showboat.
That at first.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
This guy, will pay attention because he's a real showboat. All right, so anyway, that's our, that's the people. But to address your concern, Victoria, about the Black Lives Matter movement, if we go through the story list, the Black Lives Matter movement, the year-long list, that's at number three, so it makes it very important. And, yeah, Floyd sort of was the catalyst for that, but it's very strongly positioned in the countdown list. Let's go through the list, if we can. The weather and a lot of the wildfires that have been a bother to us in our country and around the world, actually, at number 10.
Australia, remember that?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
We forget now. It feels like it was so long ago, but the beginning of 2020, Australia was on fire.
Yeah,
and
literally.
Over a billion animals were killed in those wildfires, and some of that land may never come back again. It's just, it was
hard
devastating.
To believe.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to do an aside here for a minute. Because the weather and climate change and all that stuff are important conversationally to our business here, the News Talk business. I was driving, I did a little errand in my truck yesterday up to New Hampshire, and I listened to NPR a lot. And I thought to myself, I actually was talking to my dog Daisy about this, as I'm listening to the lecture on NPR, and I guess I'm thinking about, I'm going to ask Michael Harrison about this later on too, but I get a kick out of listening to the two of you. I'm so tired of listening to people on NPR tell me how I have to think. The arrogance, when they do a daily sort of climate change feature, and they talk in terms, they're always talking down to people, and it bothers the hell out of me.
Why do you listen?
Well, because I think there's some good stuff. I mean, there is some of the good local shows that are on NPR in Boston are pretty good, because there's a right and a left show on GBH that's pretty good. But if you look at the ratings for the year, the public stations that do news talk in most cities around the country did very well. A lot of cities are becoming more focused on what those stations have to offer. And I wonder if we as a people are becoming more arrogant. My assumption listening to some of this stuff is that it is very left-wing, and it is aimed at a particular audience. And some people say, well, it's a counter to the conservative right-wing talk radio stations on a regular talk.
Well, in the world of talk radio, NPR is the only, you know, that's the only left radio that you
can
buy.
I'm paying for it. I'm a taxpayer. I'm paying for this. The taxpayers are paying, plus the
NPR,
bankathons. Go ahead, John.
NPR certainly is very much leaning toward the left. I listen to them, oddly enough, you mentioned that, but I listen to them a lot only because I want to get some source of news. And when they do their newscast, I don't necessarily feel it's slanted one way or the other.
No, the news is pretty good. I agree with you. The NPR news at the top of the hour is pretty good. They have.
Yeah, so I listen for that. So some of the programs, some of the interviews are absolutely fascinating. I enjoy those. But then there are other programs, as you mentioned, Doug, that, very much, they're basically trying to tell us how to think.
Yep, exactly. All right, so that's number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China. These are the lists for the year now. Number 8, the shenanigans, the pardons, the dealings of Flynn and Stone. Number 7, the impeachment. Number 6, the Supreme Court. Number 5, social media. I want to get Victoria onto that in a few moments here and what has happened this year. The economy, number 4. Black Lives Matter, number 3. The presidential election, number 2. And I guess that nobody has to guess to much on what the number one story, the number one conversational item of the year on News Talk Radio was the COVID situation and what's, you know, what we really are facing at the end of the year. It was going on at the beginning of the year. We just didn't know it. We didn't pay attention to it, or we weren't being told a lot about it, maybe any or all of those things. Comments on these things coming up as we continue on our talk radio review, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio for the year 2020. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefits. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
That's the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and John Harper here. One of the items, number one, I'm sure we'll spend a lot of our time here in this hour reviewing the COVID situation. So, John, what's the story with this first-come, first-serve vaccination plan in Florida? What in the world? How do you really just push people out of the line so I can get my shot first? It's not come. They're not doing it on a who needs it first?
Not really. I think already I have signed up for it. I was lucky enough to get through yesterday, as a matter of fact, and my shot, my drive-by shooting, as I call it, is scheduled for the end of January. So I'm glad I've got that.
How did you sign up? Was there a place online? How did you know that you could sign up?
Well, they put out a press release to the media, and they had a phone number, and I jumped on that right away. The phone number crashed because so many people were trying to get on, and then late yesterday afternoon, they have now gone to a website, and you sign up now on a website.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why we're hearing music in the background, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it's not from what I'm hearing, it's not a first-come, first-served. They're trying to put some system into it to make it part of a ongoing appointment type of situation, and that's what I've got.
All right. So, is it posted somewhere that these people should sign up at this place at this time? Is it that, or in Massachusetts we don't even have that yet?
Yes.
I don't know from nothing about how this is supposed to work.
Florida's done the most vaccinations so far of any state. But apparently it varies county by county is what I've been reading, which makes it a bit chaotic in Florida. So yeah. I'm not sure if it's streamlined.
Hold that thought. Hold on a second, John. Hold on. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our overview of 2020, this is the review of the hot hits, the top 10 news talk stories. The list appears at TalkersRadio, Talkers.com, actually. So you can find that list of stories and people. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all there for you to review. We, every week, take a shot at these stories with the DJV gang. Victoria Keelan is here, and we also have John Harper with us from WMEL to go through the list. And if we were to spend the amount of time we ought to on COVID, because it's the number one item this past year, I guess maybe the question, Victoria, is what do we need to know about this new COVID strain that is apparently originated in the UK, that has been
detected? Now it's in several states. In California, Colorado. I think the most important thing that we've learned from it, at least from the researchers from the UK, they've been very transparent about all of it, is that it spreads much, much more easily. But so far, no one has had any evidence or has found any evidence that it's any more deadly. So it's just, you know, unfortunately, it's just going to spread to more people. And that's where, you know, the vulnerable people in our society, that's where we really need to protect them even more.
More flu, more cold-like symptoms. There's little cause for concern, apparently, but it is something that, you know, unfortunately, the news media is all over this breaking news and the irresponsibility of scaring people. This, apparently, according to what I heard Fauci say, that once you get a shot, you know, you don't have to worry about this either, any of these, because they're all part of the same strain.
Yeah, they think that, right, the current vaccines will be effective against this new strain, too.
Right, exactly. All right, so in terms of the stimulus, I guess the economy number four and the stimulus checks, again, as we enter into the last phase of the year 2020, there's something going on that's been pretty typical of the entire year. There's no realistic path or agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats. They sound like a bunch of children playing in a sandbox. Frankly, it really ticks me off. I'm sick of it. I'm disgusted by the lack of spirit that they show toward our country. Instead, it's all about them. It's all about Pelosi and her ego and Mitch McConnell, an old fart, and his, you know, whether that's a appropriate. You know,
his bank account. He acts like yeah, the nation's
it's his money
is his.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's his. Right, exactly. So I think people are swearing off or getting tired of it. And, you know, so under the circumstances, what will change, though? I think part of the review of the year is thinking ahead to what we want, what we hope will change. And so I'd ask both of you to reflect on that. What is there about this list that you'd like to see change for next year other than the obvious? The first two probably will not be a part. Well, maybe COVID will be a part of the year in review. Good God, hopefully it won't be number one. About the presidential election, I think we pretty much finished that, right? Isn't that, even though there's a challenge as the year ends to what, you know, some people say is a fraudulent election, it still doesn't seem. I think even the Republican leadership is saying to their members, come on, let's get on board, let's move ahead.
That was pretty surprising this week that Mitch McConnell has been directing, behind the scenes, he's been directing Republicans to just move forward and accept that Trump lost.
How much of that do you hear in Florida, John? How much grousing? Because Florida is a Trump state, so what are people, is there, I passed a guy last night driving around up in New Hampshire who was in a pickup truck and he had big Trump flags on both sides, and I thought, how ridiculous.
Here in Florida, Doug, the Trump train seems to be derailed now, and the interest is not there as it was just a couple of weeks ago. So it's starting to diminish, and I suspect as the weeks and months go on, it will become less and less of a factor here in our state of Florida.
Yeah, in Florida. Yeah. John Harper, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with an overview of the top hits in talk radio for this past year here.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Republicans on New Year's Day for a fourth straight day blocked attempts from Democrats to push through $2,000 stimulus checks. The Senate voted to overturn President Trump's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act, Trump calling the actions of Congress pathetic. The president vetoed another bill, one that was passed with bipartisan support of both houses of Congress last month. It gradually eliminates the use of large-scale drift nets in the fishing of federal waters off the coast of California. A federal judge has dismissed a last-ditch effort led by Representative Louis Gohmert of Texas and a group of Republican electors from Arizona to give Vice President Mike Pence the power to overturn the results of the presidential election when Congress formally counts the Electoral College votes next week. Heavy snow, ice, and power outages are gripping the northeastern U.S. Conditions expected to worsen through Saturday. This is USA Radio News. As the new coronavirus strain shows up in the U.S. and other countries, what about the vaccine?
New variants of a COVID-19 strain are being found across the country, the latest being Florida. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling NBC News they are not considering changing the dosing requirements and variants for the vaccine due to the new strain.
Right now, we're not doing that. But in discussions that we've had about what the options are, certainly that has not been completely rejected. But that's not going to happen right now. You have to remember that when you're doing things like administering vaccinations, you want to do it based on the science.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Florida Health Department says a man in his 20s in Martin County who has not traveled recently is the state's first case. Earlier this week, Colorado and California announced their first cases of the new variant. UK scientists believe it to be more contagious than previous strains. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into the second half hour of our year in review, the Talk Radio Countdown, the Talk Radio Review of the hot hits from this past year, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. Here to go through it with me, I'm Doug Steffen, is Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, and John Harper from WMEL, one of our affiliates on the Space Coast of Florida. So we have these things. We're kind of jumping around a little bit. We didn't do it in order. Sometimes I do it that way. I think because the economy is so important, number 4 in the year in review, and the situation as we go into the new year and the old year with the EU and Brexit and what the Brits are doing, that seems to be on a lot of people's minds because folks want to know what it means for the economy in England and Europe and how it affects us in America, because it's a big market. We have great trade relationships with the Europeans and with the Brits.
Isn't it interesting that Brexit didn't make the list?
Kind of. Well, yeah. I guess that's why I put it in with the economy.
Right, right.
Because I think it is important. So you're of Irish heritage. How is it helping or hurting, or what's it doing in Ireland, the relationship? I think you said on the DJV show this week, you thought that this was going to lead to Scotland becoming an independent country as well.
Yeah, I do. And they've voted to be an independent nation. The Scottish National Party is in charge right now of Scotland. So they have voted numerous times to get out of the EU. And I think that with the new trade agreements and the tariffs and everything else, it's...
John, one of the things that I think is important to remember as far as the Brexit is concerned, is what the average person in England was thinking when they voted for Brexit because of all of the lost jobs, the impact of immigration, which we, interestingly, when we look back at this year, previous, the last 3-4 years or more, certainly in the top 10, has been the immigration issue. It's not, but yet it was the cause in the minds of the Brits who voted for it. They were tired of losing jobs to these people who were coming illegally into England from all over the Middle East, especially, and some of the Commonwealth countries as well. You know, you can travel pretty easily in England, the former Commonwealth countries, South Africa, Australia, you know, wherever there was that connection when the British Empire was in its heyday. So, you know, you look at this, the world is so small now. This is something that has been referred to as global Britain. The pro-Brexit people were hoping for a global Britain, and they were also hoping to stem the tide of illegal immigration. But I wonder if that's worked.
I think at the moment, Doug, it has not. I think the optimism for it to work is still there, but I don't think there has been a benchmark that has been reached as of today or as of this moment in time that would indicate that Brexit is working the way it was designed to work. And I think it's going to take a good portion of 2021 to see how all of that unfolds. Just like here in our country, the economy, I think, Doug, a very major concern. I know here in Florida, I see a lot of businesses each week that are going out of business or they're temporarily out of business, and especially restaurants. A lot of restaurants are folding.
And you see, one of the things, you're right, the pandemic affected the process of Brexit and pretty much pushed it out of the way, frankly, and what's happened over there around the world. And what baffles me, John, is how it is that no one seems to be holding China accountable for what they have done to practically destroy the global economy in their own favor. This egotistical, no-good SOB that runs the Communist Party and the Chinese government, his stranglehold on the people over there, and then, you know, laughing sort of about the impact of Wuhan and the tragedy and the fact, you know, that people say, well, you can't really prove that the virus came out of that laboratory in Wuhan. Like, baloney, you can't. Of course you can. And nobody's holding the, where are politicians here in this country or even around the world? Where are the leaders who should be standing up to these people and saying, you know what, we're done doing business with you. I don't care what impact it has short term on our economy. I don't hear anybody doing that. There's still all the crap that's made in China that you buy in Walmart or, you know, I mean, I tried to find work gloves in Target. Couldn't find them that weren't made in China. You can't find anything unless you really look for it. It isn't made in China. We went there because we're greedy and cheap. And it isn't just Americans. And the Chinese knew that. They know the philosophy. They understand our thinking. So they catered to it. And look at where we are now. They've got you could argue they've got the power. And if they keep doing what they're doing and we keep going down this path of kowtowing to them or having them do our business and making our products in 5-6 years, they will be the dominant power in the world. So what are we doing to ourselves?
It's totally amazing. I agree with you 100%. And I would like to think that Joe Biden and his administration will have some sort of a policy, take a hard line against China, and we'll have to bite the bullet as far as items that are made in China that we'll have to be able to bring back here to the States.
It's a wash, though, if you look at the jobs that would come back, all the jobs that have gone, because at first we were complaining all the jobs that went to Mexico, and then we started to realize it wasn't really Mexico wasn't the problem, it was China that was the problem. Imagine bringing bringing back those jobs. That would fit. We'd have zero unemployment. The economy would be booming. You know, Trump keeps saying, it's been great. Well, it's been great for people who have money. It hasn't been great for people who don't have money. And so under the circumstances, I think we've got a great opportunity. And state by state, in New Jersey, where you are, Victoria, what's the unemployment? Do you know specifically, and what sort of industries are there in New Jersey that would benefit from bringing this stuff back home from China?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know what the unemployment rates are. I just know it's very high right now, obviously, because of COVID. But, you know, we are a big pharma state, and we have a lot of pharmaceutical companies here. So I think one of the things that was good that came through the pandemic was a bill. I forget the name of it now, but it was actually my local congressman, Frank Pallone Jr., who is my rep here in Long Branch, New Jersey. He sponsored a bill. It was actually a bipartisan bill that they got passed, and it would allow universities, Rutgers University being the main focus, university laboratories to start manufacturing generic ingredients for drugs, which was not authorized before the pandemic. So I think things like that are, if we can move forward and get a lot of our drug manufacturing back in the United States, whether we reopen labs in Puerto Rico, which, you know, losing those laboratories really devastated. One of the major reasons that Puerto Rico is in a horrible situation right now is all those pharmaceutical jobs were taken away.
That happened during the Clinton administration.
Yeah. So, and that was a huge mistake to send all of that to China.
Yep.
So hopefully, you know, on the pharmaceutical end, we'll see some improvement. And certainly, you know, on the tech end, we need to have our STEM jobs. We need to have programs. We need to have our students trained in that. Forget about the, you know, and I used to always feel very strongly about a four-year liberal arts education, which is what I had. But now I'm all about, let's get people trained.
Trained.
Let's get people in vocational jobs. Let's
yep.
get people in STEM jobs.
Yep.
Kids who are in kindergarten are learning computer coding on a basic level. Let's get the American kids going, because that is the future. Elon Musk this week said that China's economy, we're never going to catch up with them. Their economy, even in a pandemic, from they just read the stat, by the end of next year, their economy will be 10.6% larger than it is right now.
Well, that's because of us. And the rest
of
the world
is
gave into
it. It's not just us. No, it's not just us. The rest of the world has contributed greatly to China's bottom line.
Yeah, we started it. They followed us. That's really where it all. We went in there, lock, stock, and barrel, and that was.
Well, his point though was, if you have this massive economy that China has, we're never going to match that. But what we need to be is much more innovative, and so I think that I think he's totally right. And he said we have to be at the forefront of innovation. We have to have government funding for it. All these other nations that, you know, especially China, all of it is state sponsored. All of their technological advancements.
Well, the state runs everything in China. They own all of the means of production, and they pay. Everybody gets a check from the government. They don't get a check from a particular company. They get a check from the government.
But,
that's
but
how they're.
But if you think about it, I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends who work in various tech and scientific fields, and they just rely on these, you know, these paltry little federal grants to do really incredible, impressive work. I just think that our priority needs to change. It just needs to be refocused.
We're too busy giving big, the big businesses all this for relief. The one of the disgraces of this year, when you look back at the pandemic and what it's caused the economy, talk about businesses, the farmer, the family farmer in our country has gotten screwed 85 ways from Sunday by the federal government. There should be a lot more help there, because it's our food production that is what's important here, and people's relationships with food. And we got all this processed stuff and people sick. You know, they don't have that in other countries around the world. So, something to be thinking about. Food for thought. 44 past the hour. More coming up on the overview of 2020 from the DJV Showers.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now?
Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everybody get the best rest they can, you can, he can, she can. And he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike has created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look great. I had a great night's sleep on them. I hope you ladies did as well. They feel great, which means an even better night's rest for all the people that are using it. And if you have a crucial, busy schedule like all of us do, you need to get the best rest as you can, when you can, and this is the way to do it. As a matter of fact, Mike went to find the best cotton called Giza in Egypt. The sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. It's ultra-soft cotton. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, for two sets of sheets for the price of one. Or you can call in the order, 800 if that's easier, 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A couple more minutes here on the items that are in review from Talkers Magazine, the Talk Radio Review, with John Harper from WMEL in Florida and Victoria Keelan from the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. I look at the people as we, you know, we're talking about the presidential election, the people that Biden is nominating, putting into various administrative positions, more women, more people of color, but yet it still doesn't satisfy the AOCs of the world. Oh, we got to have more progressives. What, you know, I think Biden is trying to do something that sort of represents what the mainstay is. And maybe these people aren't the mainstay yet, right?
Well, he said he wanted to have a cabinet that reflects America. And I think so far he's on track to do that. And America isn't just super left or super right. Most of America is in the middle. And can compromise and can have conversations. And I think that that's what he's doing. And I'm, you know, I'm much more on the left than on the right, but I see what his plan is. I see what he's doing, and I think it's a good thing. I think let's have a little normalcy, you know? Like, let's maybe bathe in the middle a little bit.
Yeah, it's time for the extreme.
As far as representing our country, I think, for a change.
The woman who's the trade negotiator with China will make them nervous. She's going to go right toe-to-toe.
I'm excited about that appointment.
She's
I am. I'm genuinely excited about that.
Yeah. So the Black Lives Matter movement, number three, all the statues that have been taken down. Do we go too far, like the statue of Lincoln that was of him kneeling with the free? Do we go too far with that, John?
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. It went way overboard and probably still is. Many of those statues, I've often felt we need to know what our history is so that we can move forward and blaze new paths of history for the future generations.
Correct. John Harper, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. And the review that we do every week of the top five technology items, according to the the watchful eye of Victoria Keelan. All right. So let's get at it. Counting down from five to number one. At number five, the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mm-hmm. So the computer repair shop owner who was cited in the controversial New York Post story about Hunter Biden's laptop, he's suing Twitter for defamation, claiming that their content moderation choices falsely labeled him as a hacker. However, he kind of did hack into the laptop, so I'm not really sure how he's going to, if he's going to win this case. He was actually not labeled a hacker by Twitter. The story was labeled as containing material that had been hacked, which is absolutely true and very provable if this ends up going to court. But the larger issue, I think, that came up after, as this lawsuit went public this week, a lot of people were really still wondering about the authenticity of those emails, because we haven't really heard anything in terms of a follow-up. The FBI is apparently doing an investigation, but we haven't heard anything more. So, but the real sticking point will be that the metadata, which is like the individual fingerprint of every email, there's no metadata. There's nothing that's traceable. There's no time and date that the emails were created. So it's very easy to assume that they're just fake. And so we don't know, and I'm not speculating, but without metadata, there's no way to ever authenticate those emails. So we'll see where his lawsuit goes and where the entire case goes. It's sort of moving into the new year.
I was going to say, take a rest, fella. See you later. Number four is a Zoomer.
Yep, the video conferencing platform Zoom has had pretty much a blockbuster year. The stock price went up more than 500% this year because of this unprecedented surge in remote work and remote schoolwork for kids. So now Zoom is looking to see what the trends will be for 2021. It's a pretty safe bet that if you're in one of the states that was really hit hard by COVID, you probably will be working from home for the first half of the year. And so Zoom is now looking to really compete with Microsoft's Office 365 platform and Google's Workspace bundle. So they're going to look into offering calendar updates and bookings, email, video conferencing products, things like that. So look for Zoom in 2021 to probably even increase their market share.
All right. Number three is a focus on what the FAA has done regarding drones.
Yep, and so moving into the next few years, the FAA has issued the single biggest set of changes to U.S. drone law since the agency first started taking an interest in this technology. With the proper license, you'll soon be able to fly at night and over crowds of people, but the biggest challenge is in 2023, it may be illegal for you to fly some drones at all unless you retrofit them with your own broadcasting equipment. And the reason for that is you need to always broadcast your location, meaning you, the drone pilot on the ground, your location must be very visible as well as the location of the drone. And this is for obvious reasons. Flying near airports, flying over crowds of people, anything can happen. Drones are they're so capable of being manipulated in so many ways. So I think that this is a good thing. I don't know why it's going to take two more years to do this, but I don't know that anyone except, malicious drone operators are upset by this. I think everyone else thinks it's a good thing.
Number two, what sort of technology did we buy this past year?
Well, in terms of tracking our major purchases, we know that laptops were huge, anything that helps you work from home, home office stuff was huge, even online mattresses saw a huge boom in business because you couldn't really go into the store to try it out, so people started buying mattresses that give you the 30-night or 100-night guarantee. You can sleep on it and try it out. And so lots of kitchen appliances, basically everything that if you think about, everything that made our life at home more comfortable. And so it's not surprising when you take a look at the list. It kind of really shows what we were doing for the entire year, month by month. It's interesting.
All right, so counting down, I think it's appropriate for us, Victoria, look at the tech winners and losers, what went up, what went down this past year.
Yeah, clear winners: Instacart, Amazon, online grocery delivery, Zoom, Slack, and Dropbox. Those are the clear winners. But for 63 million American workers, everyone worked at home. The internet became the number one source of your lifeline. And so the losers, though, is the technology for kids in school. The remote distance learning
awful.
Has just been really problematic
disaster.
In many ways.
Yeah, real disaster. All right, there they are, the top five items from this past week, and I guess in a manner of speaking, items that refer to the past year. Here from the world of technology, Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.